Dick's Digest of up-to-the-minute news. News today is History Tomorrow, Volume 1, Number 1. Published by Dick Brothers Brewing Company, Quincy, Illinois. We herewith present the first summary of news bulletins presented over WTAD on our up-to-the-minute news program from December 7, 1941 through March 31, 1942. Successive issues will be published periodically, and it is our hope that such a compilation of news events in chronological order will be treasured in the years to come. Dick Brothers Brewing Company.
December 7th, 1941, Honolulu. War broke out with lightning suddenness in the Pacific today when waves of Japanese bombers raided Hawaii. The United States struck back with a thunder of big naval rifles. Japanese torpedo-carrying planes blasted at Pearl Harbor, the city of Honolulu, and several outlying American military bases on the island of Oahu. December 8th, 1941, Washington. At exactly 10 minutes after 4 this afternoon, Eastern Time, the United States officially went to war with Japan. It was a dramatic climax to an afternoon crowded with history. First, President Roosevelt standing before a joint session of Congress in the House chamber in incisive tones that echoed the determination of an America that is fighting mad. He said, "Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by the naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan." In staccato news reporter style, Mr. Roosevelt listed the Japanese attacks, and he said, "Always will we remember the chapter of the onslaught against us. The president said the United States will make very certain that this form of treachery shall never endanger us again." Washington is adding up the damage done in the surprise Japanese attacks on Hawaii. The damage to the big base at Pearl Harbor, admittedly tremendous. There are other reports, also unofficial, that up to 200 American planes were damaged on the ground at Hawaiian bases. The only official word so far is the Army announcement that 104 soldiers were killed and more than 300 wounded.
Symbol of General Motors quality. At the top of the automotive world stands General Motors, the leader from every conceivable standpoint. At the top of the General Motors quality list stands Cadillac, the worldwide symbol of all that is fine and distinguished in an automobile. Cadillac, improved even more in war than in peace.